Episode 123. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. Sometimes you just need to bundle things together so you can treat them as a single unit. That's what the tuple provides. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You might wonder, why not just use a container to put things in? Containers are good at storing as many instances of some type as you want. But everything that goes into a container has to be the same type. Sure, you can put pointers in a container and then have different specific derived types in the container, but the container will still only hold pointers of a specific type. A tuple allows you to put completely unrelated types inside. It does this by defining the number and type of each item the tuple can hold. This means you can't just put whatever you want into any tuple, but you can declare a custom tuple to hold whatever you want. You might hear some people refer to a tuple as a tuple. I call them tuples. Sometimes you only need to store two things. This is usually called a pair and has been around for quite a while. It allows you to store, for instance, both a key and a value as needed by a dictionary. Check out episode 44 for more information about dictionaries. Let me first say that you shouldn't use a pair or a tuple to hold instances of types like a general purpose collection. If we take the backpack example from an adventure game, then you wouldn't want to use a pair to describe the backpack contents. That would mean that the backpack could only hold two items. But you also wouldn't want to use a tuple either, even though a tuple can hold as many items as you want. A tuple can hold as many things and of whatever type you want, but this has to be defined at compile time. For a backpack, the best solution is to keep using a collection class and store pointers or interfaces to some common aspect that all items will share. This allows you to treat each item in the backpack the same, and then the hero can store however many items are needed at runtime. You use a pair or a tuple when you have a specific set of types that you want to group together. I'll continue the explanation right after this message from our sponsor. If you need help with your programming, all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. There's currently room for 25 people to attend, and as of now, the one-hour intro class is free, and the two-hour beginner class is $20. There's a lot more that I can explain when you can see my screen and ask questions. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222, and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Let's say you have a marketplace in a game that allows the hero to purchase items. You could use a dictionary that allows you to store and look up information about inventory items based on their name. This information could include things such as how many pieces of that item the shopkeeper currently has, the price, and a description, along with a name, of course. You could create a struct to hold these four attributes, count, price, description, and name. Then the dictionary, which uses templates, would be declared to hold keys of type string that matches the type of the name, and values of the struct type you defined to hold the four pieces of information. Whether or not you want to include the name in the struct is up to you. It's a bit redundant since the name would already be held twice in the dictionary. Once is the key, and again in the value. But the point is that the dictionary really only knows about two types. And it always knows about two types. And the type of these two types is fixed at compile time when the dictionary was declared. This is a great example of when to use a pair. And that's exactly what most dictionaries use. So when would you use a tuple? In a way, we just did. You can think of a pair as a special case of a tuple designed exactly for two items. You access the first item through a method called first, and the second item through a method called second. But notice how I explained how to use a custom struct to hold the four pieces of information. That struct would probably have methods named specifically for the stored value. I mean that the struct would probably access the number of items on hand with a method called count. The price would be made available through a method called price, etc. You could use a tuple for this instead of a struct, but then you'd lose those custom method names. You'd have to get to the price through a template method called get angle bracket 0 angle bracket. Notice that the tuple doesn't provide names like first and second. It's a type that can hold potentially many items, so instead provides access through numbers instead. The first item in a tuple is at position 0. The second item is at position 1, etc. You can't have a single method called get that takes an argument with the number of items to obtain. This is because the tuple is strongly typed. Maybe the first item is of type int. The second item is also of type int. The third item is of type string. And the fourth item could also be of type string. That would match the structure I explained earlier to hold the inventory information. The reason there can't be a single method called get that takes a number identifying the item to return is because then the return type of the method would have to change. And you can't do that in a strongly typed language. The only way to accomplish this is to make the get method a template method itself, and then the number forms part of the method signature. So get angle bracket 0 angle bracket is a completely different method than get angle bracket 1 angle bracket, and each can be declared through the template's ability of the language to have a return type that matches the type in the tuple at that location. It comes down to this. If you have a bunch of types that you want to treat as a bundle, then you could declare your own struct that wraps them all up and allows you to create custom names for each part. Or you could declare a tuple and get all the same strongly typed access that the struct provides, but lose the custom names. Why would you ever want to use a tuple then? When it's your code that's involved, like in the struct, then I'd say to avoid a tuple. But anytime you're creating code that needs to work with a group of unrelated types, and you don't know ahead of time what those types are or what they mean, then that's when you can use a tuple. Maybe you need to write some code that allows another caller to send you a group of items, and you want to treat them as a single unit. You also don't know what uses the other code will try to apply your code, so have no idea what the types will be or how many. If you don't know what the data means, then referring to the individual parts by number is just as good as anything. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.